This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Come, O light of the world, into our minds, into our hearts, that we may know we too are light and salt. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and souls, our very bodies, and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Please be seated. There is a movie some of you may have seen back, came out in 97, so I'm kind of dating myself here, called Good Will Hunting. Remember that movie? And so it was about Will Hunting, this young, troubled man, played by Matt Damon, and he got into therapy with a psychiatrist played by Robin Williams, whose name was Sean McGuire. And one day, Dr. Sean, this psychiatrist, said these words to young Will, who didn't believe in himself at all. Some people can't believe in themselves until somebody else believes in them first. I want to say that again. Some people cannot believe in themselves until somebody else believes in them first. Today's gospel from Matthew is basically quoting Jesus as saying that very thing to his disciples. You're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth, he was telling them. Not you will be if you do such and so, but you already are. You already are. It's as if he's saying, I'm not going to be around. I've come to bring peace, and I'm teaching you everything, and I'm going to need you to carry this on when I'm gone. The Gospel of Matthew that we just heard our text from was written in 85 AD, so about 55 years after Jesus Christ left the earth in human form. And so it would be like somebody writing and quoting things from today in 2072. So think about that time span. And so it would be to a different audience than Jesus was originally speaking, not any less important, probably more important. But what was going on for Matthew's community, he was speaking to the early Christian community, right? He was trying to encourage them and build them up, quote the words of Jesus to them. When Jesus was saying these words, it was in the very beginning of his ministry. There weren't any Christians yet. That word didn't come around for a couple of hundred years later. But he was speaking to his followers who were Jewish, the Israelites. And they were upset. They had been going through amazing persecution. The country was occupied by the Romans, and they were sick of it. They were sick of it. This Roman emperor, they always had to be answering to. Their people had been freed from exile in Babylon years and years before, and they still felt oppressed, even though they were back in their country. So they took one of three avenues, and this is broadly speaking, but they either went along to get along, or they fought back, or they kind of hunkered down and studying the Torah, we call the first five books of the Bible, their Torah, and just focused on that and waited for some future time when everything was going to be all right. That latter group was called the Pharisees. The Pharisees, and they were very focused on keeping the law and focusing on what was going to happen in the future if they just kept this stuff up. And then comes this radical Jesus, and he says, you got to do better than that if you're going to follow me. You got to do better than the Pharisees if you're going to follow me, because I'm telling you that the kingdom of God is right now, is at hand, and you are the light. You are the salt. We don't have to wait for some future day. If you remember from last week, Jesus was on the side of this mountain, and he was giving a series of talks called the Sermon on the Mount. And this is a continuation from last week when we began. And He had his followers follow him up on the mountainside. They all sat down so Jesus could teach them. And he didn't start out by saying, you have to do this and you have to do that and you better do this. He taught them last week they were blessed. That they were blessed. And that this was an example of what it looked like to be a Christian. If you were meek, if you were a peacemaker, if you were mourning, you would be comforted. If you knew that you were dependent on your higher power, your God, if you knew that you were dependent, that's how you're blessed. And that's where he began this Sermon on the Mount. He continues it today, looking them straight in the eye, to saying, if you don't get that, you are light. It's up to you and to me. And I'm not going to leave you alone. I'll send the Holy Spirit, he tells them later, to support you and encourage you. But you are the light of the world. Be who you are right now. And you're the salt of the earth. In the Hebrew world, salt was a sign of sealing the deal. It was like a covenant that you salted. And we used to put salt on the tongues of babies when we baptized them way back. And that was kind of the same thing, that you're sealed. And not only that, but salt is this amazing metaphor that has myriad of different uses, brings flavor and enhances whatever situation you're in. He was telling them to be that. You be the one. You be the one to say you're sorry, to give in, to be humble, to admit when you're wrong. You be that light to see the good in everyone. How hard that can be. He knew that. You be the one. Like today, we use salt on the roads so that the roads are made more passable, right? In the ice and the snow up north. You be the ones to make those roads more passable for other people. You are the salt. You're the salt of the earth. It's no different for living in today's world. We can either go along to get along. We can be fighters and fight back all the time. Or we can just hunker down and wait for a better time, right? Be easy to fall into one of those three ways that the Jewish people were responding. And Jesus comes into our midst in every moment and says, no, we do it right now. We do it right now. Ordinary people, ordinary organizations, like you, like me, like this church. Interestingly enough, the word you, when you translate from the Greek, is a plural pronoun. So you as a group of people, and also you individually. And we can do more as a body, and we can shine individually as well. In this past week, I'll tell you, I have had a week, and it's been rather overwhelming for me, seeing salt and light in this world. And I'm going to iterate for you just the examples, and this is only part of what I witnessed myself this week. I had lunch with a parishioner, a young single mom, this week, and she wanted to tell me about this epiphany that she had had, and this is her word. She said she'd really been struggling a couple weeks ago. She had been living with a friend who just took her in when she didn't have enough money for her own place. And finally she does, and she found a perfect place to live, and the apartment fell through. Then her child got sick, really sick, and needed medical care to the tune of about, several thousand dollars. She didn't have enough insurance to cover it. And then her car broke down, repairs about $1,500, and she didn't know what to do. Now, this was a couple weeks ago. She's sitting before me telling me, though, that she finally waved the white flag, said, I give up. I can't do this life alone anymore, so I'm giving it all to you, God. I'm turning it over. Within a day or two, she found someone that needed a roommate, welcomed her and her child in. She can afford it. She was offered this great job in a collaborative way with a network of people that she's really excited about. She chose to enter the light, to live that way. And I have seen this same woman do the same thing. Even when things weren't working out, she continues to have hope, even in the darkness, to be a light. Another example. A friend of mine called me early in the week, like on Monday, and this is a friend from up north, and she said that her friend and the staff at Washington National Cathedral were getting so much flack because they chose to have the presidential inaugural prayer service the day after President Trump was inaugurated, and that they were getting such flack from protesters. And she was just really upset about it. Regardless of what side you are on, what better way than to pray for our country? What better way than to pray for all of us to come together in unity? That cathedral on a hill was being a light for the world. And then I went to the Dominican Republic on Wednesday and Thursday for our mission trip, pre-trip. And I'll tell you what, those people in their abject poverty are light and salt in the world. First, there's Christina. She owns and helps to run the hotel where we stay. It's this little mom-and-pop place, and they are very committed to helping the poor in that community, especially through a group called Caminante. Caminante was founded 23 years ago by a sister, Denise. She's a nun. And they are dedicated to freeing oppressed children from deplorable conditions and trafficking, to give them shelter, to give them food. And when they first started the organization, Sister Denise told us, we met her, she said that they were trying to decide what to call the thing, and they didn't know what to do. And the kids that they had gathered, that they had to help, said, well, why don't we call it Caminante? Caminante means one who walks, because they had that in common, because they walk, all of them, miles and miles and miles every day for work, for water, to escape. Caminante is a group of people that are shining so brightly and doing such amazing work, and we will join with them when we go down there. And then we met Elias. He and his mom live in this little shack, about 12 by 15, no running water, one little light bulb that sometimes works when there's electricity in that part of the community. And he's a shoeshine boy. We met him when they were touring us through the community, and we went to this little, what they call a homework place for kids to go after school for homework. And Christina has her doctorate, and she had an intern there from a university that was teaching the kids, and they were all joyful and clapping and singing, and there voluntarily to learn more. And Elias was there, 11 years old. He had just joined them. He started school for the first time 2 weeks ago. Never had been to school because he's what they call a beach kid. He's a shoeshine boy on the beach. And some of you have gone on the mission trip. You know that when you go down on the beach, where all the tourist section is in Boca Chica, there are people going up and down the beaches selling their wares. And some of them are little children. And guess what? They're being oppressed and used. And Elias has this smile. I don't know if you put the picture up, Sherry, or not. It's kind of a distorted picture, but that's Elias, and that's Christina, and that's, we were inside their house at this moment, and he's so proud because he doesn't go to school because he supports his family. That's their only income. That's their only income, and he shines. He's choosing to be light in the darkness. And then we met Victor and his family, and we went out to this way, way out, and the little van that was taking us had to stop, and we walked down this long, long road, and as we're walking to Victor's house to check it out to see if we could help him when we go down there, all these little children were walking by us carrying empty jugs, and they were walking to get water. And we were at Victor's house for about 45 minutes assessing, and when we left, guess what? All these little kids had jugs of water, and they were almost skipping. They were so happy. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And they're light, and they're salt for the earth. And they're so excited. They're so excited, and they're happy to greet us as well. They're happy. We met Richard, the director of the orphanage where we'll be working, a man who grew up there. Then we also met Julio. We've met him a couple of years ago. He came and talked to us. He's like the poster child for Caminante, who started there, was rescued 17 years ago, and now he's a man, and he's working for Caminante and giving back and is hugely successful. These programs work, and he's doing the work of God now. And you should see him. He's amazing. New light, new hope in this community. Organizations like churches in this country on the hill, like single parents still holding out hope no matter what, like you doing whatever you do to bring joy and peace to other people, like me, like this place, like Christina, like Elias, like his mom, Elcelia, and Victor, and Richard, and on and on and on. The kingdom of God is right now, right here, and we don't have to wait for it. My priest friend and former boss, Sam Lloyd, wrote about this passage, and he said, "It's surprising, isn't it, that when Jesus reaches for an image to describe his followers, he doesn't reach for the grand and the powerful. You are the Lord's army and I'm sending you out to claim the world. No. He doesn't say, go and make the whole world Christian. He says, go and be salt and light. What matters is that we know who we are and whose we are, and live God's truth right where we are." End quote. Amen.